Well, our sermon today is based on a reading the previous verse and what we heard from the elders, John 15, verses 1 through 6. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch that and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned." Thank you, God, for calling us to abide in Christ so that we can continue to grow. A couple of weeks ago, as we continued our year of sermons encouraging our sowing, growing, and knowing, we looked at the parable of the unfruitful fig tree. The story revolved around the vineyard owner who wanted to cut down a seemingly dead fig tree and the vine dresser who interceded for the tree and promised to work with it to get it growing good again. We noted that in Jesus' parables, the different objects can stand for different things, depending on people's individual perspectives and what lessons they were seeking or needing from the story. This scripture, however, is no parable, and Jesus tells us plainly who is who and what is what. "I am the vine," he said, "and you are the branches." The "you" referred at that time to his disciples whom he had just shared the Passover with. Now the "you" refers to us, his present-day disciples. We are the branches conjoined to Jesus. We aren't sure what prompted Jesus to make this straightforward assessment at that particular moment. Some commentators speculate that perhaps he and the disciples were walking near a vineyard, having left the upper room where they had just enjoyed the Passover meal, the Last Supper. Or perhaps they passed the temple and saw the ornate vine decorations carved on it. Jewish people in Jesus' time considered the country of Israel to be the vine full of God's favor. Some random references in the Psalms gave them that idea, and they ran with it a little too smugly. It was oh so fine to be the vine that was Israel. Israel was supposed to be a fruitful vine and bear good fruit for God, but instead, as one prophet put it, they produced wild, worthless grapes. Their boasting in their vineness was baseless. But Jesus made it adamantly clear, "I am the vine and you are the branches." He was the true vine, the real vine, the divine vine. He was being kind. Sure, the carving on the temple facade was elaborate and all that, but he was the living, giving, loving vine that supported and sustained them. The disciples were now part of him. Now, if they wanted to do marvelous, miraculous things that he had done, and he would soon be leaving them, so they had to continue his work. If they wanted to do so well and serve other people and thus God so devotedly, they had to abide in him. Abide, abide. What a nice lilting word it is. Abide, abide. The Greek word translated abide is meno. What does it mean? It means more than just stay. It means rely on, relax in, take nourishment and strength from, keep connecting. Abide, abide. It carries meanings of remaining, living, dwelling, lasting, enduring, continuing. Abide, abide. It can imply resting and refreshing, leaving all worries behind, knowing there is something, someone bigger and stronger than you taking care of things. So you don't have to do all the work and worrying, all the growing and greening and polishing and preening. The responsibilities are off your shoulders because you abide in one more powerful who can handle everything that comes at you for you. You can concentrate on what you need to do to keep connected and keep growing and abiding. Just as the branches get their nutrition and sustenance from the vine itself, so Jesus encourages us to get all we need from him: power, tenacity, endurance, joy. All this and more can be ours if we but abide in him, connect with him, commune with him, follow him, and trust him. Abide. Abiding is believing, depending, and persevering. A follower of Christ absolutely must abide in him, listen to him, learn from him, because if we do not abide in him, as he plainly says, we can do nothing. A branch cut off from its source of growth only withers and dies. It bears no fruit and is good for nothing but to be burned with fire. But the branch that sets itself firmly in the vine can produce plenty of wonderful fruit. The branch needs the vine. We need the vine. We can't grow it alone. But sometimes we need pruning, like any tree that grows fruit. Dead branches must be removed. Lifeless leaves must be plucked off. This pruning may hurt sometimes, but it also helps. Listless limbs and barren branches hinder the growth of the whole vine. So those things that impede and disempower the branch that's trying so hard to grow must be removed for the good of the whole plant. What kinds of things might need to be pruned from our lives as believers and followers of Jesus Christ so we can continue to grow? Jesus said to the disciples then and to us now, "You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you." That means the word that caused us to repent of our sins and turn around and follow Jesus, the words that drew us out of ourselves and into him. We are works in progress. We're still growing. We never stop growing until the day we die. So there are still things we need to cleanse from our lives so we can create an even stronger connection with Christ, so we can continue to abide in him. Again, what kinds of things might need to be pruned from our lives so that we can grow stronger? One thing I would toss out would be old notions of what God is like. So many people live in fear of God, afraid God will strike them down for one misstep or one mistake. They forget the words Jesus told us, that God is love, pure love, nothing but love. And God has sent Jesus to us so that we might have life and have it more abundantly, so that we can grow and be fruitful and abide. That means we cast aside fear and doubt and worry because now we abide in Jesus and in his strength. We place our concerns in Jesus' hands and trust that he will help us relax, renew, rewind, rejoice. Worry, doubt, and fear only stint us and stunt us. Choked up and choked off, we can do nothing, much less grow. Sometimes there's these thin tendrils that wrap themselves around vines and try to strangle them and hinder their growth. That's what worry and cynicism and despair do to us. They wrap around us, even us branches that abide in Jesus, and try to suffocate our souls. But Jesus is here to help us by giving us his power and encouraging us to keep growing. And why do we grow? We grow so that we can glorify God. We grow so we can testify that all our goodness and growth come from God alone, the one who has planted us and who continues to watch over us and care for us. God encourages us to be rooted in Jesus, to have complete dependence on him, to keep in constant contact with him. The vine gives the branches what they need, and Jesus is the source of all the real strength and grace that flows to his disciples. Without him, we are nothing. But as long as we abide in him, as long as we bury our wills in his, we will never be cut off. We have this sure promise from God that he will never leave us or forsake us. So we can trust in Jesus, lean on him, abide in him. We can keep growing in faith, watering our lives with prayer and Bible reading and worship and service to all God's people. The more we do that, the more we abide, the more we know, and the stronger we grow together. Let us pray. Dear God, help us continue to abide in Christ, to trust in him, rely on him, and rest in him. Keep our connection to the true vine strong and fruitful. Prune us when you must so we can keep growing, knowing, and sowing. Amen.
I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like mountain in my soul. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. Like a river in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got joy like a river. I got love like an ocean.